This piece was brought to you by S. Wallace Edwards and Sons, edwardsvaham.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Pleasure.
What goes great on hot dogs and was once used by Pythagoras to treat scorpion stings? The answer is mustard. The iconic yellow condiment that Americans fondly associate with burgers, ballparks, and bangers. While Pythagoras probably didn't have any Grey Poupon in the 6th century BC, he was using mustard for its original intended purpose, as a medicinal remedy. Mustard was used to treat toothaches, joint pain, acne, and stomach aches. Long before it ever topped a wiener, mustard was the magical medicinal cure-all condiment. Founder and creator of the Museum of Mustard in Middleton, Wisconsin, Barry Levinson elaborates on the many health benefits of mustard.
The English have been taking mustard baths for years, and there are great medicinal qualities to mustard. You may have heard of mustard plasters. Before aspirin, before antibiotics, it was the most commonly prescribed medicinal that the doctor would give you. And it consisted essentially of dry mustard that was wet down with some wheat flour, maybe some goose grease, and applied to a cloth and then put on the affected area. It's the principle of counter-irritation. Pretty much out of vogue today, although you can still get mustard plasters in certain parts of the world, particularly in Russia, they are still sold. People sometimes also put dry mustard in their socks when it's really cold out, and that keeps their feet warm.
Now that we know mustard is a cure-all, let's get back to why we really love it, the taste. Mustard is a beloved condiment in the United States, but it's actually been historically used around the world for centuries. In fact, during the 10th century, mustard was so beloved by Pope John VII, he created a position in his Vatican for his own personal mustard maker. Lena McCarthy, founder of Anarchy in a Jar, shares her knowledge on the various global histories of mustard.
In Asian cultures, it's often a smoother, ground-up mustard that's very spicy. Often it was used historically not only with the seed, but also the ground-up oils. So often in Asian culture, you actually have the oil of the mustard seed. So it's almost like a pickled, oil-soaked seed. And then traditionally in Northern Europe, it's been used, Scandinavia, Bavaria, and often in Bavaria, it was used with honey, so the sweeter version, and sometimes didn't have vinegar either. It was actually just a sweet kind of sugar and honey and then mustard seed. So a little bit different than what we think of as the modern American mustard. There's also a history in Italy of mostarda, which is a fruit and mustard oil mix. So it's like fruit that is pickled in mustard oil, which I think is really awesome. And you can see it all over. I think that's kind of the magic of it. And then France, of course, has a rich, long tradition of mustard as well. Both a smoother version and then obviously a chunkier, more like a pickled mustard seed version.
But are all mustards created equal? Apparently, not so much. Much of the mustard today that we think of as table mustard, or yellow industrial mustard, is actually made from ground-up horseradish root. It's still spicy like mustard, but instead of the sweetness that comes from real mustard seed, the flavor is more bitter, like wasabi. The yellow color comes from dyes. So if you're looking for the real thing, make sure to read your labels, or stick to whole grain varieties that still have the seeds intact. So what kind of mustard does the founder and creator of the Museum of Mustard prefer? That turned out to be a complicated question.
There are times I want a good, sharp French Dijon mustard. Sometimes an American sweet hot honey mustard is what I need if I'm dipping pretzels. Fruit mustards are terrific on a bratwurst. I probably want a good pepper mustard with maybe a mix of jalapenos and other peppers. A grainy mustard, and of course you have to have mustard on a corned beef or pastrami sandwich.
If you're a mustard maker, you could enter to be part of the 2014 World Mustard Competition taking place later this year. You have until March 15th to enter, so get cooking. Find out more at mustardmuseum.com. I'm Sari Kamen for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. The song used in this piece is Relax, It's the End of the World by Tackstar. Thanks for listening.